USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden's administration is facing two more major lawsuits challenging the legality of its COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. One suit filed by 12 attorneys general in federal court in Shreveport, Louisiana, asserts the administration violated federal law by requiring approximately 17 million healthcare workers to get a jab. Another suit was filed by the Arizona attorney general. Former Congressman, Democratic presidential candidate, and Senate candidate Beto O'Rourke announced Monday that he's running for governor of Texas, setting himself up for a potential 2022 general election battle with incumbent Republican Governor Greg Abbott. In an interview with the Texas Tribune to announce his run, O'Rourke said he won't be backing down from his message on guns.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98. Queen and king size, slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
8 people are dead and just shy of 100 more have become infected with COVID-19 after an outbreak at a Connecticut nursing home. The outbreak at the Gear Village Senior Community, a nursing home and rehabilitation center in Canaan, started around the beginning of October when the nursing home was reporting 3 positive COVID-19 cases. Of the 89 total infections, 87 people were fully vaccinated, the nursing home said. Russia's State Development Corporation has announced it is working on an advanced new unmanned military jet that can soar above the clouds and cloak itself from enemy defenses while being controlled from the safety of the ground.
This is not just another aircraft of the 5th generation. This is their checkmate.
A variant of the stealth jet, they confirmed, will be made available without a cockpit, eliminating the risk of trained pilots being captured or killed. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The jury deliberating in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial has retired for the evening after the first day of deliberations. Judge Bruce Schroeder retired the 12 jurors around 5:50 p.m. Central Time. They are set to report back to the courthouse the following morning to resume deliberations at 9 a.m. Central Time. Schroeder reminded the jurors to not discuss the case except among each other when they are all together. On Tuesday morning, Rittenhouse himself was allowed by Schroeder to draw numbered slips of paper from a drum that determined 12 of the 18 jurors. The 6 extras would be dismissed as alternates. Senate hearing fireworks on the border crisis.
Our immigration system is broken.
That's according to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. During a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Mayorkas testifying that the Biden administration is doing what they can to handle the border crisis, Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz disagrees.
Has Kamala Harris been down to see the Biden cages, this facility? Yes or no?
The vice president was at the border.
Has she been down to see this facility? I know she went to El Paso. Has she seen the Biden cages?
They are not cages.
The Texas senator also asking if President Biden has been to the border, to which Mayorkas said no. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.